Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
So what you're saying, John, this actually even shows more evidence of a state-owned company right out of China attacking us directly with all, through the secretaries of state, their computers, the machines, using these cell phones that were owned by China as internet devices.
Mike, what we're saying is we have verified connection to the polling pads with China by this TCO flip phone. We also have the absolute proof of interference by the fact that we have transmissions that go back to this Chinese state-owned company, TCL. We have the absolute proof of their incursion, their illegal incursion, into 150 election servers in 14 different states, including multiple Secretary of State offices. China chose Biden, not the American people.
As you just heard from Mike Lindell's second 2020 election fraud video documentary titled Absolute Interference, which he came out with 2 weeks ago, Lindell now claims to have absolute proof, which also is the name of his earlier documentary, absolute proof of communist Chinese interference in the election of 2020 in the U.S., which was sufficient to have illegally flipped enough votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden to throw the election to Biden. We'll hear more audio excerpts from this documentary in a few moments. Welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio Network. I must say it's nice to have some good news to report for a change from the battles over the election that ousted President Trump and installed, in my opinion, the Communist Chinese Party puppet Joe Biden as our president. Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow.com, will still have to conclusively prove this Communist Chinese 2020 election fraud, but he makes a big stride toward that with his new two-hour documentary, Absolute Interference. You'll also hear Lindell refer to this newest documentary as Absolute Proof Times 2, a reference, as I said, to his first election fraud documentary titled Absolute Proof, which was released last February. After viewing the first documentary, I thought it didn't contain enough documentation of the evidence of election fraud, although he presented a great deal of evidence. But we need to know more about where it came from, how they obtained it, the significance of this stuff he talks about. Perhaps others had that impression too, I don't know. But Lindell then began working on Absolute Interference, stating it would offer much more evidence of massive vote fraud in the 2020 election. About the same time he released Absolute Interference, Lindell also launched his new free speech internet platform, frankspeech.com. That's FrankSpeech.com, which he describes as a kind of combination of Twitter and YouTube. It's being developed in phases, and I can currently see only minimal content on the site. The site was also reportedly subjected to a cyber attack that apparently kept it down on the day of launch, but I believe that's now been defeated and the site is up and running, from what I've seen anyway. You can watch and download Absolute Interference from there, also on the website Lindell TV, that's LindellTV.com, and elsewhere on the internet. Honestly, as excited and pleased as I was to watch the new documentary, I was disappointed that there was still not enough documentation provided so that I can easily and definitively explain the proof of communist Chinese interference in our election processes. Although that may be on purpose, as I said, Lindell expects to take his evidence all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to prove his case. I wish him luck there. Mike Lindell, like so many others involved in the election fraud battle, still has a lot of faith in our largely corrupted judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, which sadly has clearly demonstrated to me that 7 of the 9 justices there are creatures of the so-called deep state and dutifully supported the corruption that placed Joe Biden and company in the White House. While Lindell confidently predicts all 9 of the Supreme Court justices will agree to hear his case of massive election fraud, I fear, though I would love to be proven wrong, that they will not do anything of the sort. We have the three left-wing ideologue justices who always side with the political left in their decisions. We have Chief Justice John Roberts, who was originally at least often a conservative voice on the court, but now has allegedly been compromised and usually sides with the interests of the political left and its allies, the deep state government bureaucracy and oligarch elites with their trillions of dollars in sweetheart business deals with China, along with other money showered on people here in the U.S. who support them. I'm talking about Red China, that is, and specifically the Communist Chinese Party, CCP. And most disappointing and horrifying, we have the three Trump-nominated justices on the Supreme Court who have unmistakably shown that they are mere pawns of the deep state and will obey their masters whenever prompted to do so in matters regarding the election fraud allegations. At least that's my take on the Supreme Court. Toward his purpose of not revealing too much too soon, as he still expects to be called on to conclusively prove his allegations in the courts, Lindell identifies government and private sector computer experts he used to investigate and discuss evidence of election fraud as confidential informant number three or number whatever. Their voices and faces are obscured in the documentary, so they can't be identified. It's not hard to imagine that their lives are in danger, so probably a good idea. In watching and rewatching segments of Absolute Interference, it was still not clear to me where some of the evidence presented came from, how it was obtained, and just how significant it is. Nevertheless, Absolute Interference is still an explosively powerful documentary and makes a strong argument for massive electronic election fraud in the U.S. states. Electronic fraud that Lindell says succeeded in switching over 500,000 critical votes cast for Donald Trump in the swing states to Joe Biden. As you will hear, Lindell promises to begin dumping more and more evidence of massive election fraud in the coming weeks on frankspeech.com. I'll be monitoring the website to see what is presented. Absolute Interference, as I said, is 2 hours long. Let's listen to the last 9 minutes or so of this documentary, where Mike Lindell summarizes what he's found out and what it means for the future of our country. In the soundbite, Lindell discusses the documentary's key finding of results from the investigations of his cyber experts, allegedly discovering that more than 518,000 votes were flipped from Trump to Joe Biden in five key swing states in the 2020 election by successful cyber attacks originating in the People's Republic of China. Lindell and other election fraud investigators say these successful vote flips were part of some 1,500 election cyber attacks on our country, not all of which succeeded in switching votes, that were alleged to have occurred in the November 2020 election in most of the U.S. states. Also in the soundbite, you'll hear him refer to and switch over to a soundbite from an interview done some time ago on MSNBC, where the host is talking with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and Chris Krebs. Krebs is an attorney who served as director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in the United States Department of Homeland Security from November 2018 to November 2020. Ironically, in November 2020, President Trump fired Krebs for refuting Trump's claims of election fraud. But here on MSNBC, we hear Krebs speaking about the great threat of communist China to the U.S. It seems that both Krebs and Schiff have been speaking out of both sides of their mouths, as they are no fans of Trump. Play soundbite two, please.
Yeah, let's look what happened. So now, with just these 19 attacks, everybody, just 19 in those five states, let's see what happened. So, 518,617 votes were switched from Trump to Biden in just those 19 intrusions. Okay? And now you have here, explain what's going on here.
So, this matches up to the number above, the 518, 617, and it's just broken out.
By state. Okay, by state. So now these were all flips, so they actually are double then.
They're double.
And then what does that do?
So if Trump goes down, Biden goes up, essentially right. Pass the balance.
So does everyone understand that? This flip here, that you're taking 47 away and adding 47 to the other guy. So let's go to the next video here. So everyone, I can do this part. This is exciting. Okay, so out of those 19 flips that came from China over to these five states, just 19 of literally
thousands
Okay, here's what it did. Here's Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Here's what they told us that Biden won by, each state. Now remember, with those 19 attacks you just seen, the absolute interference of our election by China, here is the switches, and here's what Donald Trump actually won each one of those states by, just with 19 of the flips. And actually, these numbers are going to be a lot more. I just wanted to show you one little attack. So now we have absolute proof of absolute interference by China to switch our election. And we have proven it with one of the government's own cyber experts, one of the best in his field, certified, validated every single thing that we've had in absolute proof. And we showed Democrats earlier in this film that said, you know what, these machines cannot be used because a foreign country can attack us and flip our election. They said this. But now you got to see this. Just the other day, like a week or so ago, Adam Schiff and Chris Krebs said this.
Willie Geist, good to see you this morning. Can you be more specific on China? I think people understand that China broadly is a threat, and I know this is what you'll be picking through at the hearing today. But if you're an American sitting watching this show right now, what is the most immediate threat that China poses?
Well, probably what would strike people most in their living room right now is that China has one of the most capable cyber hacking and cyber espionage capabilities. So China may be in the process of stealing your private data. They may have already stolen your private data. If you're a business owner or business leader, they may have stolen your corporate trade secrets. They may be hacking into government agencies to steal defense plans. This is, you know, how China's actions influence people's lives every day. It's affecting our economic competitiveness. They don't need to do the same kind of research and development we do if they can simply steal it from our innovators.
Chris, you look down the barrel of these threats in your job inside the government. How did you assess them at the time, and how different do you suspect they are right now in terms of China?
So I think the best characterization of the Chinese threat posed by Rob Joyce, who's now the National Security Agency's Cybersecurity Directorate leader. And this was at a conference a couple years ago out in San Francisco. And he said, Russia is like a hurricane. China is like climate change. So Russia is much more disruptive in the current moment, but China is much more subtle, much more patient. It's almost a rope-a-dope. They kind of lull you to sleep. You don't see it. They use their soft power very effectively. And even at the local level, they influence politics, not just here in the halls of Washington, which they do, but also in our local communities. So they're much more deliberate, and they have a longer-term strategy as opposed to the Russians who are trying to make an impact today.
So, Chris, what does that mean when you say that China influences on the local level? So if I'm sitting in my town somewhere in America, China is putting its thumb on the scale somehow. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. So they influence local races. If you think about some of the Confucius Institutes that have been established across our country at colleges and universities, it's an attempt to influence and say, hey, you know what? Hong Kong is part of China long term. It's not. And, it, you know, same goes for Taiwan. The Uyghur issue, not a big deal. This is us, demonstrating our own sovereignty. So they just try to shape the narrative locally to their benefit.
So we can all agree, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter, that China attacked our country with their cyber technology, and we are in the middle of the biggest national security threat ever. So now we've all seen more evidence in absolute proof times two. And in just 6 weeks since we launched absolute proof, look what has happened to our country. You have our First Amendment rights of free speech just attacked. Cancel culture running rampant. You have news stations afraid to tell the news because they're afraid of getting sued. People, I have friends of mine, have lost their podcasts. Their free speech has just been absolutely taken away from us. Well, I'm going to tell you all now what's coming. What we're going to do, we've worked for years on a new social media called Frank. It's launching in 10 to 14 days. By the time you see this, it should already be launched, hopefully. But it's going to be launched. And what it is, it's like a YouTube and a Twitter combined. And this is going to be, it's going to be the most safe, secure place that will be able to take millions and millions of people of voices. And you're going to be able to speak out and talk about the election fraud. You're going to be able to say the word Dominion. You'll be able to say the word Smartmatic. You'll be able to talk about the vaccine or talk about the borders or talk about what's happening to our country. And what we all need to do, what all you need to do right now is spread the word. You know, take this documentary and get it out far and wide. Tell everyone about it and get it. You know, you've all seen Absolute Proof. Tell them they need to see Absolute Proof times two. And what we're going to do for the next 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, we're just going to dump evidence. What you've seen here tonight is just a small portion of what we have. Every day, we're going to just pour the evidence out for everyone in the world to see. Everyone, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, by the time we get to this, to the Supreme Court, which will be 4 to 6 weeks from now, when that gets there, all nine of them are going to go, they're already going to know the case will have already been over. Going, everyone, even if you're a Democrat, Republican, this was an attack. They're all going to know this was an attack on everybody. This was an attack by the Communist Party coming into our country, foreign entities starting with China that stole our election, attacked through these machines, and everyone's already going to know that. And this, when this gets to the Supreme Court, they're going to welcome it with open arms and go, wow, 9-0, this was an attack, and then what are we going to do about it? And this is going to be, I really believe that when we get through this, if everybody plays their part and just spreads the word, spreads the evidence, show everybody what really happened, educate everybody on what's going on. We have shown right now people are seeing that socialism isn't just having a cup of coffee and socializing. We've all seen that now. We've seen what can happen in just 14 months to a country, to the United States. What happened from January and February of 2020 until now? We have been flipped upside down, a thing we've never felt before. Our freedoms are being taken away. But when we when this all manifests out and we get through this, I do believe that we will be, once again, it'll be the greatest uniting ever of a country, and it'll end up being the greatest revival in history. President Ronald Reagan famously said, "If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth." And President Reagan was absolutely right. Please share this information with everyone you know. God bless you and God bless America.
Now let's listen to some audio from elsewhere in this documentary, where you'll hear another of Lindell's confidential informants talking about alleged electronic vote fraud he discovered in Georgia and other states involving the use of poll worker flip phones made in communist China. There was some reference to that in this soundbite we just played. And used, these phones were used to remotely access vote data, apparently, including from numerous Secretary of State offices. If I'm understanding this correctly, the informant relates that he built what's called a Raspberry Pi. That's Pi spelled P-I. This is a credit card-sized computer, a mini computer, the informant used to see if he could mimic capturing Wi-Fi signals of election information. The last minute of this soundbite is what was played at the at the beginning of our program today. Play soundbite three, please.
Well, everyone, we have great breaking news here. Since we were filming a couple weeks ago this documentary, John has went out, and we, with all these other questions we had, and he has done a great investigation. And John, what do you have for us right now today?
Yeah, Mike, I was actually watching the November 3rd election, and I was sick to my stomach. I was watching the vote dump at 4 a.m. in the morning. I watched the videos on live television of the vote totals flipping in front of everybody. The main stream media was so overly quick to call the election in Biden's favor. From there, I decided to see for myself. I kept on turning over stones, and I found multiple pieces of evidence that proved to me that this was actually a well-orchestrated vote theft. A poll manager contacted me on January 3rd, 2021, and basically conveyed to me that they were very uncomfortable with this phone that they had. Now, this phone is a model 440 flip phone. Now, what was interesting about this particular phone is that it is a 4G Wi-Fi hotspot. After further digging on this device, we bought it, and I was asked to go back and obtain more evidence from poll managers and poll workers. Seeing the device, I was very concerned, and I actually bought a copy myself to try to figure out who exactly manufactured it. The phone manufacturer appears to be AT&T, but it was in fact outsourced to Alcatel. Alcatel was, for the cellular world, is expected to be a European company. But back in 2005, TCL bought the Alcatel name out of a joint venture. TCL is actually the true manufacturer slash parent company of Alcatel. The operating system on the phone is KaiOS. It was made in Hong Kong, and TCL is one of the largest shareholders, and Google invested at least $22 million with this. So you may ask, who is TCL? TCL is headquartered in China, founded as a state-owned enterprise. Mike, you might ask yourselves, is TCL trustworthy? Multiple warnings over TCL devices and TCL TVs in government buildings. They've had multiple security scandals, such as their weather forecast app, including major portions of spyware, and multiple backdoors into networks via their devices. From here, I decided that I was going to try to do my best to catch them in the act. I went and collected parts and built a Raspberry Pi 0W in order to install Kismet, a Linux operating system, to try to capture Wi-Fi in the air. The device that I worked on actually is able to, like a camera, record all Wi-Fi signals in its vicinity. So it records anything that's transmitted over Wi-Fi in its immediate vicinity. Now, what we found with the Raspberry Pi Zeros is we found hidden SSIDs and questionable MAC addresses. So is this important? We found them not in one, but six different precincts in three different counties in Georgia, Cobb, Gwinnett, and Fulton, on the January 5th runoff. The phones were connected to the internet via the TCL flip phones. Mike, you know the first absolute proof. You know where we had the wide area networks? Well, now here's the other half of the LAN, the local area networks at the precinct levels. We found that at the precinct levels, they were connected to the internet, and TCL was one of the IP addresses that we traced back to China during the steal. In fact, Mike, TCL accessed over 150 election servers in 14 different states, including multiple Secretary of State networks, according to my data that I collected and other corroborating sources.
So what you're saying, John, this actually even shows more evidence of a state-owned company right out of China attacking us directly with through the secretaries of state, their computers, the machines, using these cell phones that were owned by China as internet devices.
Mike, what we're saying is we have verified connection to the polling pads with China by this TCL flip phone. We also have the absolute proof of interference by the fact that we have transmissions that go back to this Chinese state-owned company, TCL. We have the absolute proof of their incursion, their illegal incursion, into 150 election servers in 14 different states, including multiple Secretary of State offices. China chose Biden, not the American people.
While Mike Lindell has been working on these documentaries, there have been other investigations and allegations being made regarding the 2020 elections, among them by an organization called Nations in Action. Nations in Action alleges that Italian government satellites were used to facilitate electronic vote switching in the U.S. 2020 elections. These satellites are owned by a defense and cybersecurity corporation called Leonardo SPA, which has a U.S. subsidiary. That's Leonardo, like in Leonardo da Vinci, and the initials SPA. I'm not sure what that stands for. This firm in Italy does have a U.S. subsidiary, which is headed by a former Clinton administration official. The Italian government reportedly owns a 30% stake in Leonardo SPA, and there's also private sector ownership. And I believe these are military satellites which are connected with, if not NATO, I think it's at least the European Union, but maybe NATO. The Italian government reportedly – we played audio interviews with Nations in Action founder Maria Zach on past programs, and her work seems to be independent from that of Lindell's and others looking into the 2020 election. Zach has been working with Italian government and private sector people there in Italy, whom she says are aware of their country's involvement in the U.S. election fraud. Zach also implicates U.S. government officials and contractors in the election fraud scheme. Zach's information about all this can be seen and heard on the website italy-did-it.com. That's Italy, like the country, -did-it.com. I hadn't heard much from Zach lately and was concerned that perhaps she too, like so many others involved in this investigation of the vote situation in the 2020 elections in the U.S., had been threatened and silenced. But she has reemerged with some startling new allegations in an interview with Doug Billings on his popular internet program The Right Side on April 23. The audio excerpts we're about to play here are of Zach's latest info on what's been going on in Italy, where a new government has been formed and is taking over from the former left-wing government there, which was in power in November 2020. Zach believes the new, what's been called a center-right government coalition in Italy, is much more willing to look into what actually happened with Leonardo SPA and the U.S. elections. Specifically, Zach relates that Italy's Guardia Finanzia, which she describes as the most feared law enforcement agency in that country, is now investigating U.S. President Barack Obama's possible role in the reported transfer of millions of dollars, actually hundreds of millions, to Italy's former leftist leaders who were allegedly involved with U.S. election fraud. At the end of these audio excerpts from the interview, Zach makes the startling revelation that she has information from intelligence intercepts that current U.S. President Joe Biden will be will be resigning in June. That's resigning, stepping down. Billings relates. Billings refers to Biden as Administrator Biden, refusing to call him president. Please play soundbite four.
It is exciting, and it's hard because a lot of people hunger for the truth and feel like so much time is lost, and certainly so much time of the wrong person in the White House making decisions that should never have been allowed to happen. So we do plan on writing that. And with one step in particular, I'm happy to announce that the Finanza Guardia, the financial police of Italy, have opened an investigation into Barack Obama. As we discussed, there were 14 pallets of cash that they have alluded to a transaction that took place in Dubai on the rooftop of the U.S. Embassy consulate's office. There was a helicopter that flew in with the Sheikh of Dubai, who landed and met with a senior CIA official, tall, thin, long hair gentleman in his 50s, and some Italians and others, and they orchestrated the transition of $400 million that were skimmed from the Iran funding that transferred over of U.S. dollars.
Well, no wonder President Obama can afford his, you know, palatial estate in Martha's Vineyard, for crying out loud.
It's absolutely astonishing.
The opening of the investigation, what do you know? I don't know how Italy conducts investigations or whatnot. What's the process? What will this involve? Are we going to see President? I mean, you know, if the cynic in me wonders if we'll see President Obama, you know, in front of any kind of Italian court, probably not. But what happens? How do the, what he's going to be investigated? It's huge news. But what happens? What's going on there really in real time, in real life? What's going to happen to President Obama?
So my understanding is in Italy, the Finanza Guardia, the financial police, are probably the most feared law enforcement agency in Italy. So let's start with who they are as an organization. And them coming in, it's like a police organization meets IRS. Okay. So they're... goal was to look at all of the documentation and Italy's role in it, and specifically former Prime Minister Conte. As many people may recall, in the beginning of this whole mess and theft of the election, Conte, Giuseppe Conte, was the prime minister. And we had caught word that Joe Biden had called Matteo Renzi, the former prime minister and a sitting senator, and requested that he take out and remove Conte from the position of prime minister and put in a far more leftist pro-China prime minister for the five-star party, five stars on the Chinese flag, I might add. So the five-star party was planning this little coup to make even the parliament go further. And by us catching wind, a lot of folks on the good side said, this is not going to happen on our watch. And they were able to take out Conte and literally put in a new government that was a coalition government. Conte, everyone knew that there were rumors about Conte having $8 million in a California bank sitting and waiting for him. The question was it from China on PPE or was it from Barack Obama and the fund that has been moved through Italy and into Geneva at the Bank of Merrill Lynch? Because they know the actual bank, Merrill Lynch will now need to answer to these questions. Did you accept $400 million in 2017 at your Geneva location? Were these people involved? What was the money for? Did you know that it was money taken from the American people? They have answers that to those questions, and they need to come forward for the American public and the world to see. And that money, how was it then dispersed? Who was it dispersed to? Did Matteo Renzi also receive funding? And so the train of events of how was Mifsud funded? How was Life University and the whole interaction with the Russia collusion? And I did not anticipate that this Russia collusion situation would intertwine so tightly with the theft of the election and certainly the use of Leonardo's systems.
Did I understand you correctly that perhaps Barack Obama gave $8 million to Conte? Is that what I heard?
They're looking into if it was Barack Obama himself or if it was from a China PPE deal. Okay. And that's what they're investigating. And I look forward to hearing the outcome of their investigation. And that question that you posed, you know, what happens then? Well, they arrested Conte's money guy. So that just happened within a couple of weeks. So things are moving.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, our guest for the full hour today, Maria Zach. And as always, never fails to deliver. She's bringing it to us, bringing a lot, bringing the heat, a lot of information. She's breaking some of it here right on the program today. Maria, you know, I think it's important for the audience to be reminded that the information that you're sharing has come from Intercepts and that the Intercepts have not been wrong, that this has all come true. The information that's been given and provided, intercepted, is all coming true, right? I mean, that's what we're looking at here.
Yes, sir. We've been very blessed to receive information from the Intercepts. As we know, every government's just spying on other governments, which should make every American questioning which governments already knew about this and are using it as blackmail against the current administration, because they already know that the election was stolen. They know how it was stolen, where it was stolen. They have those intercepts. So that brings in a whole nother angle.
It's become more and more apparent. We've mentioned this in past programs, but today it appears as if it really will come to pass. And you even may have for us a specific date or at least a month. And what I'm talking about is the apparent eventual step down of Administrator Biden. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we did receive information that they received an intercept that Joe Biden will be stepping down by June. And that's significant because I believe our investigation is starting to really heat up. And if I were him, I would plead that I'm losing my mental facilities, my mental capability, and therefore I can't be prosecuted for the crimes that occurred. So we have received that information from the intel agencies that it is in June.
Well, if anyone were going to plead that they're losing their cognitive abilities, I think all of us would believe Joe Biden would have a good chance of us believing that.
So. I believe that there may be a narrative out there. And the question is it an IO or not?
Exactly.
You know, was it intentional? Because he's having calls with Matteo Renzi and was in January to remove Conte and also to get rid of one of our bases. So how much is he losing it, really?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, and so there it is, ladies and gentlemen, a date, June. Administrator Biden may be stepping down. We'll see.
Even if Biden were to step down, as has been predicted, he would eventually do by a number of observers before and after the election in November, due to Biden's health being frail and the fact that his election accomplished the deep state's goal of removing Trump, I doubt a President Kamala Harris would be any better than Biden. As a reputed Maoist communist sympathizer, Harris, whose voting record was the most left-wing in the U.S. Senate during her tenure there, can be considered to be a committed pro-PRC politician. As some have claimed, she was the candidate important people among the opposition, such as CNN's chief Jeff Zucker, actually wanted for president anyway. This despite the fact she was clearly unpopular with the American public and was the first to drop out of the U.S. presidential race among the many Democrat candidates running in it, having garnered almost no support for her candidacy. Another piece of good news lately is that the long-awaited and fought-for Arizona election forensic audit has finally gotten underway and continues currently despite the unending and vehement opposition of the Democrats, who say they have nothing to hide but just don't want this to go on. And they have been fighting it in and out of the courts. It will be several weeks before the full findings of the audit, assuming it continues, will be made public. Here's what commentator Dick Morris had to say about the Arizona election audit on his Lunch Alert podcast April 26th from his website dickmorris.com. Morris doesn't believe the results of the audit will affect Biden's election since the Senate confirmed him, but Morris still thinks exposure of election fraud in Arizona alone would have huge implications for the future. I would hope that at the very least, if such fraud is uncovered in Arizona, it will lead to serious investigations and corrective legislation in many other states and the enforcement of these new laws in the next and all future elections. Play soundbite 5, please.
The Arizona State Senate has issued subpoenas for all of the voting machines, all of the ballots, all of the paper ballots, all of the inspector records from the 2020 election in Maricopa County that has 4.4 million of Arizona's 7.2 million people. The results of this audit could be shocking and could send shockwaves throughout the entire country and cause everyone to realize how much ballot fraud there probably was in the 2020 election. The focus of this audit will be on paper ballots. It will be on having three inspectors scrutinize each ballot and determine whether the person was legitimately registered, whether it was a forged ballot. They'll even examine the fibers in the paper to make sure that the ballot was not imported and contrived. The Democrats are freaked by this, and they're putting out all kinds of propaganda to try to discredit the audit before it's even begun. They criticize the audit for not admitting Democratic inspectors into the room. And they will be there for 6 hours a day, but they're not permitted to take photographs. They're saying that most of the inspectors are Republicans, and all kinds of, and they're saying that the inspectors aren't qualified to conduct this audit, and that the contractor who is conducting the audit has a history of conservative posts condemning the election. This is all smokescreen, and it's designed to discredit the one serious attempt to monitor this election for ballot fraud, the one serious attempt really in history to investigate ballot fraud in a very large sample. So this historic audit is going to be absolutely critical to the future of our democracy. Thank you, Arizona State Senate. It won't reverse the election. It might indicate that Arizona's electoral vote should not have gone to Biden, but you can't bring that up again. He's Biden's elected and his president. But the lessons for the future and the impact on the Republican attempts to prevent future ballot fraud and on the Democratic arguments that this is just voter suppression will be very, very serious and long-lasting.
You may be aware that a few days ago, the FBI executed search warrants and raided the home of President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, reportedly seizing several electronic devices as part of an investigation into Giuliani's past involvement with individuals from the Ukraine. The investigation is reportedly looking into allegations that Giuliani should have and failed to register as a foreign agent. To those of us who have been listening to Giuliani's disclosures from President Biden's son, Hunter's abandoned laptop computer, it was inevitable that the Biden administration would begin investigating Giuliani in order to smear and thus belittle the information Giuliani has disclosed about the Biden family and specifically Joe Biden himself. I understand that Giuliani has repeatedly criticized the FBI for failing to investigate Hunter Biden for failing to register as a foreign agent and failing to investigate Joe Biden for threatening to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid to the Ukraine in order to get a Ukrainian prosecutor fired who had been investigating Hunter Biden and corruption allegations against the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, for which Hunter Biden was paid millions as a director. Giuliani has referred to the Biden family, whose members have fabulously enriched themselves by leveraging then-Vice President Joe Biden's name and position, as the Biden crime family. Recently, Giuliani stated that it was illegal for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to have involved themselves in a business deal with communist Chinese spies in 2017, which included the payment of $5 million from the Chinese government operatives wired to Hunter Biden's bank account. So you can see by making statements like that that Giuliani is definitely going to be a target, and lo and behold, here he is. It's amazing to hear Joe Biden state that, quote, no one is above the law, unquote, when it's so outrageously obvious that Joe Biden and his son and other family members are above the law, since there seems to be or have been no significant U.S. government investigations of them for all these matters. There's been talk that they're investigating for fraud or taxes or the laptop, which they had long before Giuliani got it, but we haven't seen anything. You can even see on the internet a video of Joe Biden bragging at a meeting of the ultimate of that ultimate globalist institution, the Council on Foreign Relations, about how he threatened to withhold the U.S. government aid, this U.S. government aid that's $1 billion worth, to Ukrainian officials, and how they acceded to Biden's demand and fired the prosecutor. This happened after Burisma officials reportedly requested and got a private meeting with then Vice President Joe Biden about the corruption investigation. Biden then flew to the Ukraine and, by his own account, gave Ukrainian officials just 6 hours before he departed the country to fire the prosecutor, which they did. Here's some audio excerpts from an April 30 podcast by political commentator Dan Bongino. Bongino is a former New York City police officer and U.S. Secret Service agent, and he's a popular conservative political commentator and founder of the news aggregate website The Bongino Report, that was meant to replace the Drudge Report, which has gone far left here. In this audio, you'll hear Bongino critical of leftists who don't consider former Trump administration Attorney General Bill Barr part of the deep state. I disagree. This is the same Bill Barr whose Justice Department sat on the Hunter Biden laptop for long before Giuliani came into possession of a copy of its hard drive, and the same Justice Department which Barr claimed had not discovered any significant evidence of election fraud. Bill Barr is not a part of the swamp? I say he most definitely is a part of it. We believed he was not, but we were wrong. Anyway, please play soundbite 6.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, today's show is going to be as serious as a heart attack. There's a war going on right now. It's a cold war, a secret war. Not secret wars like the Marvel comics. It's kind of happening behind the scenes and it leaks out into the public at times intentionally, but it's a war you need to know about. This war involves Rudy Giuliani, obviously Donald Trump, Mike Flynn, Don Trump Jr., Kash Patel, Devin Nunes, Ron Johnson, and many others. And that war is the deep state intelligence community against the rest of us. And anyone representing the rest of us who has a problem with the deep state intelligence community. It's not a joke. They use the exact same tactics, the deep state intelligence community, every single time to take down anyone that starts sniffing the camel, putting the camel's nose under the tent, sniffing around. Don't you dare start sniffing around here. I'm going to walk you through this today, piece by piece, in an eye-opening show you're not going to want to miss. I appreciate that you all liked yesterday's show and the day before, and we touched on the disastrous situation going on with Rudy Giuliani right now. But I'm serious. You know, I opened up the show and I hope you didn't perceive that to be melodrama because it's not. There really is a war going on right now. And what's kind of hilarious about this war, Rudy Giuliani being the latest victim of it, is when Giuliani announced via Twitter this morning, Friday, that this investigation or last night on Tucker had been going on since 2019, liberal buffoons on Twitter were like, oh my gosh, so that happened under Bill Barr. This isn't a deep state plot. That's hilarious. That goes to show you how you don't understand the depth of what we're actually talking about. Bill Barr, Donald Trump, the whole point of a deep state and the argument I'm making that the deep state is so powerful and entrenched that Bill Barr and Donald Trump almost don't even matter. Matter of fact, they become victims of it is the point. I hope that makes sense to you. Liberals are celebrating this morning. Like Giuliani admitted last night that he's been targeted since 2019. But in 2019, Bill Barr was the attorney general. So we couldn't have been targeted. You're actually making our point. The deep state intelligence officials are so powerful that they don't even care. They'll target Bill Barr and the president himself. You don't believe me? Dan, come on. That's an exaggeration. Please don't believe me. Believe Chuck Schumer, God of the scion of the left, small g God, who said it himself on the Rachel Maddow show a couple years ago. Check this out.
But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep, is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you?
Don't take my word for it. That's Chuck Schumer talking about Donald Trump at the time. The deep state doesn't care who the attorney general is. That's why it's the deep state. Not the silly state, not the stupid state, the deep state. They're so entrenched, some of these bureaucrats and swamp rats, that when you encroach on their territory and they don't like it, like Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Flynn, Don Trump Jr., Ron Johnson, Kash Patel, Devin Nunes, and others did, they'll take you down.
I have no doubt that Joe Biden, whom Rudy Giuliani has claimed, along with Biden family members, along with Biden's family, some of his family members, received at least 30 to 40 million from communist China over the years, and is basically a Chinese Communist Party agent. I'm sorry, I believe he is basically a communist Chinese Party agent. This hasn't been actually, I don't know. Others have implicated him too in this, but I can't see how he wouldn't be receiving all these millions from different companies in China that his son and him has been done business with. In other words, communist China owns Biden. He was installed, in my opinion, as U.S. president to weaken and ultimately destroy the U.S. as we have known it, thus helping usher in the radical left-wing transformation of the USA sought by Biden's masters in the CCP along with their allies in the U.S. deep state, the entrenched left-wing government bureaucrats and oligarch business leaders, many of whom have become fabulously wealthy through money from the CCP. Even if Biden leaves office before the end of his term, his successor, if approved by the deep state, will have the same purpose. We're witnessing communist China becoming more and more emboldened by Biden's presidency and much more bellicose in its relations with other countries. The CCP appears to be gearing up to invade and take over Taiwan. Taiwan is our longtime ally, and the U.S. should be vigorously opposing such an act by the CCP and working to strengthen alliances with Taiwan and other nations in the region. With the deep state in control, however, we can expect nothing like this to happen, except perhaps for appearance's sake. This is not a pretty picture by any means. Well, that's it for another episode of our show. As always, we hope you found its information of value. Look for us again in this same time slot 2 weeks from now. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a good evening.